Okay, so we're continuing to Kesetzadik. We're going to skip a few pieces here. We're going to jump now to Os Lamed Ches. Last few Osios have been discussing a lot about the Mishmaros at night and Gemara and Brachos and Chatzos and the different Simonim. So it was a bit deep. So I figure we get to Os Lamed Ches. And Rav Tzadik writes, Limer Lishoncha, a person should have his tongue, his mouth, lomar ein yodea. A person should get accustomed to saying the words, I don't know. Shema tisvade v'sochas, perhaps, if he doesn't, he'll make a mistake and be held accountable for it. Get used to saying, I don't know. And af bedvarim ha-brurim b'machshava, even the things that seem so clear in his thought, kishabam le-giloi, shulashin ha-motzi, when he comes out to say the words, lepoel, ma'ashu b'koach b'lev, that which he thinks he expresses in words, yutulim b'safik, he ends up being not so sure. Ki ha'adam alul ha'tayos, a person is oftentimes can make mistakes. So a thought that comes to your head, you have a question that comes to your head, a statement, and you say it immediately, what you think is so sure may not really be that clear when you end up saying it. L'chach tzach shekol gilei ma'asav you dvarm mivurarim l'chol. When you say something before you speak, as they say, think before you speak, make sure it's certain. V'lo ma'ashe mivur rak lo b'machshava. So not just what you think is clear, but make sure before you say something, it's really true. About b'machshava so yachol, in your thought, yachol achshav af dvarm mivurarim rak lo, that what you think is true to yourself. You can think all the thoughts you want in your mind, but keep it to yourself. G'gonze lavo l'puma lo l'gali, but don't let your mouth say. So when you're talking to someone, you're having conversations, when you're in the shir, when you're asking a question to your Rebbe, you're making a statement to your Rebbe, think before you talk. Get used to saying, limed lashon chalom ein yodeh. Get used to saying the words, I don't know. It's a very, very important gemara. It's a gemara that teaches you about humility, about anivus. I'll share with you a couple of ma'asim about this, and if you have time, maybe we'll do the next os as well. The ma'isa of the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav was a gon atzim. He was known as the goni brisk when he was younger. This is a story before the story. Not that you need the story to prove how great the Briska Rav was. You know, we're learning the sugyas in Kedusha now, the end of the first parak. It talks about what if your son, the Rishon Tov, your son is your Rebbe. Does a father stand for his own son who's a Rebbe? Now, the Briska Rav's father was Reb Chaim. But Reb Chaim, when the Briska Rav, when we go home, he would sneak through a back window. He wouldn't go through the front door. Because when he went through the front door, his father, Chaim, is sitting there learning, and stand up first on the Briska Rav, which made the Briska Rav very uncomfortable. So he would go through the back window so his father wouldn't stand up for him. Now that's just, you don't need a proof, but that's how great the Briska Rav was. Chaim would stand up for him, his father. So when Briska Rav, at a young age, was appointed to be a dayan in Brisk, he was much younger than the other dayan. And the other dayanim, although they had age and experience, they were still nervous to be on a din Torah with the Briska Rav. So the first din Torah came, the Briska Rav and two dayanim were overseeing a particular case. And the two elder senior rabbanim were talking about the case, and the Briska Rav was staying quiet. He wasn't involving himself in the conversation. And the dayanim turned to the Briska Rav and says, "Nu, so what do you have to say about the sugya?" What did he answer? "Eini yodea, I don't know." They were a little surprised that Briska Rav had nothing to contribute, nothing to say, but any other day. The second din Torah, a new case came, the two dayanim were talking, the two senior dayanim were talking, the Briska Rav didn't say a word. Again, they turned to the Briska Rav, so new, what do you have to say? Any other day. And the third case, the same exact thing happened. He says, any other day, I don't know. So they said, something is strange. It can't be true that the Briska Rav doesn't have anything to say. He doesn't know anything about these three din Torah that came to us. What's pshat? Says the Briska Rav that in order to be a dayan, in order to be a judge, you have to be comfortable with saying the words ein yodeh. You have to be comfortable saying I don't know. You have to make that part of your repertoire of answers. And he had to therefore the Briska Rav establish that he's comfortable saying the words I don't know three times in a row. He established a chazak and now I know I could say it. I'm comfortable saying it. Now I'm roy to be a dayan. And many times in life we're in situations where we feel like we have to know the answer. You know, if you're a rabbi, you're not rabbis, but if you're a rabbi, or if you go to a rabbi, I say this carefully, but if you go to a rav, a rebbe, who always knows the answers, I would be very suspect of that person. Whether he knows every answer to psak halacha, there are few and far between who know every answer. So if you find those, great. I've spoken to Rav Shecht and Rav Shweiss, I've heard I don't knows from them. So whoever else would ask, it's hard to find someone who doesn't know. If you have a rav or rebbe who always knows the answer or thinks he knows the answer, I would be a suspect to know whether they really know the answers. Because everyone's got gaiva, everyone's got pride and kavod, they don't want to let you know. I know this new shul, Anshi Emes, that you know I'm involved in now, Baruch Hashem. So when I met with them a couple months ago, and they asked me about my how versed I am in psak halacha, I said, I've been answering shilas for some years, but I don't know everything. I'm not an expert. I'm not. And there'll be times I'll tell you, I'll get back to you. I have phone numbers and contacts of people who do know answers, and I could reach out to them. But I don't know every answer. If you're looking for someone who knows every answer, I'm not the one for you. But if you're looking for someone who could help you and find you the right answers, then I'm happy to help out. So you have to be comfortable saying, Einu Yodei, I don't know. I don't know. It's true as a Rav, as a Rebbe, if you're learning with someone who's younger than you, someone, I don't know, could be a couple years, it could be a high school kid, and he thinks you know all the answers, so you have to hold your pride and guide with that. Of course I know the answers, and you answer everything, even though you're making up the answers. That's not a healthy thing. It's okay to say the words, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with not knowing every answer. When you get married, Yemitz Hashem, your wife expects you to learn this very chashuv thing. I'll tell you guys now in case I don't remember when you guys get married. Our Forrest has a sefer called The Kitchen, The Kosher Home. The Kosher Home. In the front, in the beginning, in the preface, he has two very chashuv introductions that you should all read when you get married or getting ready to get married. One's to the wife, one's to the husband. And it goes like this, something along the lines. To the wife, he says, you might have married a kollel guy. I don't know what you guys will be doing when you get married, but let's say you're in kollel. You married a guy who spent years learning in yeshiva seriously. And you think he's going to know every halacha, he'll know everything. He in yeshiva learned Baba Kiyama, he learned Kedushin, he learned Baba Basi. He didn't learn Shulchan Aruch. He's not going to know Hilchas Shabbos. He's not going to know what to do with the warming drawer. He's not going to know what to do with the oven. He's not going to know Lakas Nerish. He's not going to know the Bas B'chav Shabbos. He didn't spend time learning halacha. And even those who did need experience and training. So don't expect him to know every answer. Give him a break. And then there's a message and letter to the husband. I know you learned many years in yeshiva, and I know you think your wife and your in-laws think you know all the answers, but we really know you don't know the answers. Don't try to pretend you know the answers. It's okay not to know the answers. You're not expected to know the answers. And that's like the message to the husband and wife, respectively, that we don't know the answers. It's okay. And even rabbis don't know all the answers. We try to find the answers. So get used to saying, I don't know. It's true also when you're going to work in business and whatnot. It's okay to say, I don't know, I'll look into it. It comes off much better and emistic than saying, oh, you know the answer, and it turns out you're wrong. You make a mistake. So I'll finish with one more maisa then. And then maybe we won't do the next oath tonight. I want to say now also, remind me, I want to make sure we're in Vayigash this week and next week's Vayichi. Shmos I'll be away in Eretz Yisrael, but I want to have a series in Sitkas HaTzadik related to Shovim. Shovim Tad this year, which will explain what that means. Shmos all the Parshas Rosh HaTevos, but Shmir Sabris and Shmir Sanaim, it's important time to talk about. So when I come back from Eretz Yisrael, Yitzhak Hashem will start that series in Svad. But one last Maisa. There was a town somewhere in Europe where there was often debates of vikuach. Vikuach is a debate between the goyim and the yidden. And one time when the goyim called for one of these public debates, was never ended well for the Jews. So they went to the town, the rabbi were calling for vikuach, and this is the day. The rabbi had been sick of going in all these debates and vikuachs. Have you heard the story again? I tend to repeat. So Ezra heard the story already. We say in the house that if you heard the story, just nod. We don't let the kids cut off and tell the stories, but if you heard the story, just nod. Good, you heard the story. So they called the rabbi for a debate. And the rabbi was sick and tired of going to these debates. Again, it was never fun. It was a busha to the Jews. So he asked the town people, who wants to go? Who wants to represent us? So Beryl said, I'll go. And Beryl was the simplest man in the town. And the Rav wasn't interested in convincing him otherwise. He said, nothing to lose. Okay, obviously Beryl's going to get hammered in the debate, but Beryl, I give you my bracha. So the date of the debate comes, and Beryl shows up representing the Jews. And everyone on the other side knew who Beryl was and how simple he was, and we're laughing at this is who the Yidden sent, Beryl, the simple Beryl. So they said, okay, Beryl, you could ask the first question. So he opens up a Chumash, and he points to a few words, and he says, what's the Taich of these few words? So the priest, representing the other side, says, I don't know. And suddenly the goyim started to pummel the priest that he lost to the simple Beryl. It was a busha for the goyim. Beryl went home. There was a parade praising Beryl's victory. And after the whole celebration, the Rav calls in Beryl. And he says, Beryl, what did you do? How'd you best the priest? What'd you ask him that he didn't know the answer to? So Beryl says, it was simple. I was being Mavir Sedra. And it got to the place where Yaakov Avinu fell asleep on Har Bayis, and he had the dream of the Sulam. And then he woke up in the morning and says, Anochel Yadati. So I was doing the Mavir Sedra, and the Targum says, I don't know. So he didn't know what the words meant, Anochel Yadati. And the Targum didn't know what the words meant, so then certainly the priest wouldn't know what the Targum meant. And that's how he bested. That's how he beat him. Anochli Adati. So it's a cute story, but the story's message is that Anochli Adati is really the solution. It's the Yeshua. It's Yeshua for many things. And Nevis is the Yeshua for many, many things. So there'll be times in life that you're going to encounter moments where you want to keep your pride, and you want to be assertive, and you want to be strong, and keep your respect, and all that. But it's a much stronger flex to be comfortable saying, I don't know. To say I don't know comfortably with a smile, I'm okay not knowing the answer. I'm okay looking into it. I'm okay. That's a much stronger display of your confidence than pretending that I know the answer and you start wiggling around and fidgeting and not knowing the answer. But Anochli Adati is really the yisod.